Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Target Center for the 44th annual NBA All-Star Game. This veteran forward is having his finest season as the workhorse for the world champion Chicago Bulls. His scoring, rebounding, and defense have Bulls fans thinking about number four, playing in his first All-Star game, Horace Grant.
As B.J. Armstrong finds a Chicago friend, Horace Grant.
Horace is our workhorse.
He played him so tough and made him work so hard tonight.
Grant with 20 rebounds, 16 points.
He's basically the heart and soul. I mean, he gets in there and plays the toughest offensive guy on the other team. He works his tail off on the board.
And back come the Bulls. Four on two. Finishes it off.
No one back. The Bulls are going to fill the lanes. And this time, instead of Pippen, you've got your 6'10 power forward Grant scoring at the end.
They say, yeah.
The aspect that he gives to our defense is it allows Pippen and Jordan the luxury of being very loose, ball-oriented, steel-oriented, and if they make a mistake, might overplay a play. Horace is there to back him up on the backside.
The Bulls would unveil a lesser-known part of their arsenal, their defense.
Fly around like sleek Dobermans.
Catch me on the low post like Horace Grant.
Here's Johnson. Johnson gets, no, he could not get it off. Knocked away by Grant. It's all over. The Chicago Bulls. Three straight NBA championships. Horace Grant comes up with the block to conclude matters.
Talk about the block. He did the last two things that mattered the most. He threw the pass back out to John Paxson for the shot. He gets that assist. He gets the block on that last shot attempt to preserve the victory.
My role is the utility man.
Blue collar, hard hat, lunch bucket.
And Horace Grant posting up on Charles Barkley.
A lot of people don't want, and you get no glory out of it, but this, as long as you get the W's, that's the only thing that matter. I'm the soldier.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Man, this is a real treat for us and for anyone who grew up loving the Chicago Bulls of the 90s. Horace Grant is going into the Ring of Honor. We will be carrying those festivities on the Score's broadcast tomorrow night. Like, this is a fun time for everyone. And now we get the opportunity to talk with Horace. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Horace, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. What does this mean to you, what's getting ready to happen tomorrow night?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, my pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on. Tomorrow, it's going to be such an honor to be selected to go into the Bulls, Chicago Bulls Ring of Honor. You know, as everyone knows that, you know, you got Mike and Scotty and many others already in there. And to be beside some of my great teammates and good friends like John Paxson, Bill Cartwright, and the late, great Johnny Bock, and, you know, crazy Neil Funk and Chet Walker, who unfortunately I didn't get a chance to meet, but I watched some of his videos, and it's just an honor to be selected.
And our good friend, our former colleague Norm Van Leer too, man. It's like this is a radio station where Norm used to be a morning host, Horace, and it's so cool that that's happening tomorrow night too. You must have interacted with Norm when Norm was doing pre and post for the Bull.
Oh, yes, I did. And I mean, a no nonsense, a straight shooter was Norm Van Leer, man. I mean, that man was, he was Chicago.
He really was. Horace, Lawrence and I both were at the station, at this station, when it was the only game in town in the 90s. And it was one of the only games in the country, frankly, as you guys were playing. Did you ever listen to the station? Do you remember being on the station in the 90s doing some sports radio?
Of course. I mean, that was the only show around. Yes, I remember the school. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Were we hard on you? Were we loving? I mean, I'm trying to remember, you know?
I would say it was tough love.
Right, because you went through some stuff and you dealt with some ups and downs, you know? But you've always made yourself available and been out here. And that's why, like, when we told people we were having you on, they're like, oh, man, Horace. And, like, people are feeling those highlights. The connection with you from the fans is still very much alive and active for them. Do you feel it that way as well when you interact with Chicagoans and Bulls fans?
I mean, every single time I come back to Chicago, I step off that plane, just throughout the airport, through the hotels, through the city, nothing but love. I mean, I'm being very, very serious. It's just nothing but love. The best fans that ever came to a game is here in Chicago. But the great things about Chicago fans, they love to win. They want to see you play hard. If you play hard, you lose, they can forgive you. But if you don't play hard and you lose, you're going to hear their voices.
Horace, I've been thinking a lot about, since we knew that we were going to have you on, like going back into like my memories of watching you guys as a kid. And then by the time, you know, the Bulls wrap up the dynasty, I'm working in the industry. And I guess it hit me thinking about you and Scotty, that the two of you as a tandem kind of, there was an evolution of the forward position with both of you guys, because guys that played your position weren't really guys that ran the floor like you did, and guys who played Scottie's position weren't handling the ball the way that he did. So I'd love to know, while you guys were in it, did you know that there was something different about the way that you were playing forward in the NBA?
You know, that's a great question. I don't think we really knew. I just, you know, speaking a little bit for Pip or so, I think that we knew that we had to get better as players. We had to mature as players in order for the Bulls to have confidence in us to become starters out there on the floor. But I think just the work ethic that Pip and I had during our careers, I think it just came to blossom.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch you guys, and the defensive part of it is something that people really remember. So walk us through that. When Tex Winter and Johnny Bock and Phil Jackson are talking to you guys about the importance of defense, and the Dobermans are unleashed, when you guys had control of a game through defense and turning defense into offense, what was that like for you? What did that do to other teams?
Well, when it comes to defense, the word we use is trust. I mean, you can't just throw the word out there and hopefully it lands on something. You have to mean it, and you have to have it. MJ and Pip knew if they went for a steal and didn't get it, they knew I had their back to cover them not getting that steal. And I had the same trust in Bill Cartwright. If I did something that wasn't successful out there on the defensive end, I knew that big, great Dane had my back. Myself, MJ, and Pip were the slip, the Dobermans, Bill with that big Great Dane back there.
Man, it's so cool that you're going in with Bill and going in with Johnny Bock, because there was nothing like watching you guys play defense. It is absolutely nothing like it. Horace Grant with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. Are you watching Mike at all on his NBC Sunday night forays when they drop in the 2 minutes of the interview that he did with Mike Tirico?
Yeah, of course. I mean, one of the greatest teammates I ever played with. You can argue and say the best player who ever played the game. You can argue, say, the GOAT. When he speaks, you know, about the game of basketball, you have to listen.
What's it going to take to get Mike back here at the UC? Can you make a call, Horace? You make that happen?
Man, listen, if I could make that call, I would be a billionaire right now. Not a millionaire, but a billionaire. hopefully he'll get back here soon.
Horace, what's the toughest part about playing with Michael Jordan?
You know, guys, looking back on it, it wasn't tough at all. I think when you're young, coming in as a rookie or even your second year, you don't understand the expectations of playing with a guy, a talent like a Michael Jordan. Or even, you know, I can go as or like a Shaq or a Kobe. You don't understand the expectation. But as you mature as a player, as you mature together as a team, then you understand.
Man, that is...
As a young player, yeah, you would say it was very difficult.
Well, it's interesting, though, your perspective on it now. And you said earlier, one of the greatest teammates you ever had, because it's not as if he wasn't working as hard as he wanted you to work, right?
Exactly. I mean, it just goes to show you, if he wasn't working hard, then he doesn't have a right to tell anyone else to work hard. But it seems like he worked like 3 to 4 times harder than the regular guy, the average player on his team, because he wanted to be the best.
You know, it was when you were playing and you had this beautiful little, what, 18-footer, 16, 17, 19-footer, whatever. Now that would have to be a three. You'd have to be stretching that range out there. Could you have stretched that range out there if you needed to, the way they make guys do it, make power forwards do it these days?
Man, I would welcome that. Absolutely. I mean, a couple more inches back, I would listen, man. That's one thing I can say about Horace Grant is that he would have worked on his three-point shooting if allowed to. You know, of course, back in the day with Phil, you know, if you take a three, you better make it or you're going to sit on the bench for about 5 minutes. So I think I could have been that stretch four also.
When you were in Orlando, you had some of your best years as a pro with the Magic. And it hurt a lot of Bulls fans that you were not in a Bulls uniform. What were those years like for you when, wow, not that you were in the shadows, but you had a real opportunity down there to show, hey, I'm a scorer. I can go out here and get points too.
Well, you know, other than college, my whole career, I don't want to say in the shadow. I was a role player from the beginning and to the end, and I feel that I played my role exceptional well. Even when MJ left in 94, it was my first and only All-Star appearance along with BJ and Pip. But in Orlando, you know, you're having guys like Penny Hardaway and young Shaq, you know, Dennis Scott, Nick Anderson. Those guys had to be, majority of the guys had to be double teamed, and it left me open in terms of hitting that 15 to 17 foot jump shot.
Man, I wasn't even going to bring up those Orlando years. Man, I was going to pretend they didn't even exist. Horace, but like, but I mean, they did, but like Chicago, when you get that love from Chicago, does anybody say, man, I was hurt when you left? Cause people were hurt. They were sad. They were scared when you left.
Well, of course, you know, guys, that's one of the most difficult, decision I ever made in my life. Sports wise, in terms of leaving, a place that I, were very comfortable with, teammates that I was very comfortable with. And, you know, Scott and I had a long, long conversation before I made the decision to join Shaq and the guys down in Orlando. And he understood why I was making the decision. It was just only a business decision. That's it.
Yeah, man. Well, life is full of those moments where it's tough stuff, and you sound good, and it's all love here in Chicago. You ever go to Charles Smith's house just to hang out and block his shot a few more times?
You know, Charles and I used to hang out a little bit years ago, and he still swear that he got fouled 3 times by myself, Pip, and MJ.
No.
And I'm like, man, you must have need my goggles. Yeah.
That was clean. That was clean as hell. Oh, I'm glad he can joke about it. That's
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horace, this is really great that we have this opportunity to talk with you. And it's great that you're getting recognized like this. Thank you so much for jumping on the show and being a part of it with us. And we hope that you take it all in tomorrow and enjoy it, and I can't wait to see how the West Side fans, like, when they hear your name,
man,
what that's going to sound like, because I imagine it's going to sound like thunder.
Thank you guys for having me on, and I mean, this city has just, from day one since 1987, have given me just much respect and much love, and you know, I couldn't ask for you know, anything greater. In terms of the love and respect I've received from from the city and the fans in Chicago. And thank you guys for being original, the original ones here in Chicago.
You got it.
We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, look, I'm not going to play NBA Jam without Horace Grant. Like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to go out there and get it done. Horace, thanks, man.
Thank you guys very much for having me, man.
You got
it. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.